Peter Dan Pulley.
Hello, Leo?
Yes.
Hi, it's Laura with Local Splash. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's Friday tomorrow, so I'm looking out.
That's good.
Yes, yes. So did I get you at a good time? I know you said you were going to be at the office around this time.
Yes, I'm here in the office.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I know that... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you. So I know I went over everything yesterday, so I want to ask you, did any other questions come up since yesterday about the program?
Okay. How long will it take the web get ready and all that?
Yes. So your website is going to be done in approximately 5 to 7 days.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 5 to 7 days.
Correct. From when you sign up today, when we process everything for you, it's going to be 1 to 3 days. We're going to set up an onboarding call. The onboarding team is going to call you, go into detail with what keywords are searched the most in your area, ask you how you want your website to look, also send over how we can get pictures of the work that you have done. Then it's going to take 5 to 7 days to get your website up and running. And the dashboard that tracks everything. For your Facebook ads, it takes approximately 7 to 14 days. And now to get you on the first page of Google, it's going to take approximately those 30 to 45 days. Google is going to mail you out a verification pin. So that's how they verify you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Yes. And then... you say that for see results maybe a month, but when suppose you're gonna start checking and see that after I paid suppose today, when suppose somebody can search in Google and maybe can see me? How long take to that process?
So on Google, that's 30 to 45 days. It can be sooner because we're gonna be building that Google business profile for you. It's a process with Google. So Google has to mail you out that verification pin to verify your business because, you know, Google doesn't just let anybody go on Google. So that's what takes a little bit of time. So we always like to say 30 to 45 days, but I have seen it as soon as 13 days. But we do like to under-promise and over-deliver.
And then you say it's going to be around 250 every month?
Correct. It's going to be $249, and that's a flat rate. There's not going to be any other charges. Other than, of course, the one-time programming fee that gets paid today for the $99. But after that, it's only $249 a month, and that's the flat rate.
And also, if I decide to do it, I have to pay today the $249 and the $99.
Correct. So today to get everything started, it's $348. We're going to start the whole process, schedule everything for you, email you out, text you out everything. And then the following month on the 28th, you're going to only be charged $249. And all of this, while we are on the phone as well and I'm processing everything, all of this is going to be sent to you in writing as well. So everything I did go over, you can cancel anytime, what we're going to do for you, all of it's going to be in writing.
Okay, and then if I have a second web page, you can also add that there that yes, the web page information that way they can look it for.
You're saying if you have two websites?
Yes.
Or
you recommend just to stay the one you're going to build?
You know, that's a great question to ask the account management team because you don't want your customers to be confused with two different websites. There might be an option for you to do that. The account manager, since they're the ones who actually take care of your account, they would be the best ones to ask. But if you have another website, for example, that you want to use instead of our website, we can also help you maintain that website. As long as you have control over the website. So there is a few different options in that sense, depending on what you are trying to accomplish.
And about the website you built, can I change things once it's done, or just you cannot change it, nothing?
Yes. So you're going to be able to make changes on your website as needed. So that's always going to be an option for you. Because we're also doing search engine optimization on your website so people can find you. So, you know, those have to be updated all the time as well. So that's how we're going to be maintaining it. And if you want to add more pictures as you do work, all you got to do is upload those pictures and they'll go to your website.
Okay, and then the last question. What's going to be the application where I can follow, that way my wife follow the information about how the web page is going on?
Exactly. So as we process everything, you're going to get a username and password in about 3 to 5 days. In about 3 to 5 days is when you're going to start getting your credentials with your email and password, and you're going to be able to log in. You're going to be able to log in through a desktop, or you're going to be able to log in through our app. And all of this is going to be sent over to you as well.
Okay. And now for start, suppose you need a payment and what else?
I need the basic information of your business. For example, let me make sure I have correct information. I have for your first name, Leo, last name, Lodondo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your email address, I have surpriseac@gmail.com.
Correct.
Now, is this phone number the phone number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yes.
Now, for company name, I have it as Stack Heating and Cooling. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then
LLC at the end.
LLC. Okay. And then the and sign.
Stack is SAC, like surprise air conditioning. Stack. Okay.
Yes. I got it like that. And then also the and between heating and cooling, I have it as the symbol, not the word. Is that correct?
SAC, like a symbol.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the and symbol between heating and cooling, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, this is going to be it's going to have to be a physical address where Google is going to mail out that verification pin. It can't be a P.O. box. I have the address of 14868 West Cameron Drive in Surprise, Arizona.
No.
Okay.
No, I want to put the office address.
Okay, what is the office address?
11729 West Thunderbird Road.
What's the name of the street?
Thunderbird,
okay.
Road, City, El Mirage, ELMIRAGE, El Mirage, Arizona.
85335?
Yes.
I'm going to repeat that address to make sure I have it correct. 11729 West Thunderbird Road in El Mirage, Arizona, 85335.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, for people authorized on your account, these are going to be people who can call in and make changes that we can speak to about your account. Is there anybody else that you want to add other than yourself, like your wife?
Yeah, it's my wife, Celine Hernandez.
Celine Hernandez, okay. Okay. And let's see here. So, what I'm going to do is ask you about services that you offer. Your account manager is going to research your area and tell you what keywords are looked for the most. So what are some of the basic services that you want to be found for?
repair, installation, services.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most three key word for this business, installation, service, and repair, but I don't know what else we can put.
I mean, it all has to do with, like, HVAC, right? So.
Yes.
Heating and cooling, all that basic stuff. Okay. Do you do boilers as well or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the account manager is going to call you within an hour window. The call is approximately 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. So what does your availability look like tomorrow or on Monday?
Tomorrow, Friday, right?
Tomorrow's Friday, yes.
Yeah, same time like today.
Between 12 to 1, they're at lunch, but I can do between 1 to 2. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put it down for the Google invite. I'm going to email that out to you as soon as we're off the phone. Now, are you licensed and insured as well?
Correct.
Okay. And then I don't remember if you told me.
Insurance and bone day.
Perfect. And I don't know if you told me, did you have a Facebook account for your business yet or no?
No.
Okay. So we can help you.
I told yesterday that you signed something.
Yeah, we can help you. We can help you by making one since we're going to do the ads for you on there. So that's not a problem.
Please.
Okay. And we're making you a website. Okay, so this is an option. It's completely up to you and it's included in the price. So there is a payment integration, which means that our websites are secure and your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that feature?
No.
Okay. Now, this is another thing that's included and it's completely up to you, is going to be the call tracking feature. So we would provide you with a phone number that your clients are going to call you. The calls are still going to go directly to you, but it records all of your phone calls, and it also reduces spam calls. Would you like to add that feature?
And that's free?
That's included as well. Yeah, it's not extra.
But that means in the internet is going to be a different phone number, and it will connect
correct.
To my number.
Correct. Correct. So that's why to you if you want to add it.
No.
I want
to use my number. I got it last 15 years. I have to use the same number.
That is not a problem. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
I think county.
Counties. Okay, what county?
Maricopa County. Yeah, all Maricopa County.
Maricopa?
Yes, all Maricopa.
Okay. Is that the only county you want to put, or is there more?
The next one would be what? I think in Tucson, that's a different county, Pima, but the other side, let me think. I think it's good for now, Maricopa.
Maricopa, okay. You can always add and change if you want to, so it's always changeable.
Yeah, but right now I'm using the Phoenix area and the suburbs.
Okay. Now, for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Monday to Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay. Close on the weekends?
Saturday, 9 to 1.
Okay. And Sunday closed, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the card that you're going to use, is it going to have your name or the business name or both?
The credit card for the payment?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be the business company card.
Okay. Let me see here. Is the billing on that card going to be the office one, the 11729?
It's going to be soon the address, but I'm changing everything to my office address, but still the other address one that the Gilding Drive.
Okay. So hold on. Let me make sure I understand correctly. What is the billing address on the card right now?
Well, 17458 West Gelding Drive, Surprise, Arizona, 85388.
Okay. Let me get that one more time because I got the wrong one. You said it's 1784?
No, 17458 West Gelding Drive, Surprise, Arizona, 85388.
Okay, and the street, just to make sure I got it right, is Gelding, G-E-L-D-I-N-G?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And what type of card is it going to be?
I'm going to use a Visa.
Okay. I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Now, give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
You want to charge me 349, right?
It's going to be 348. And I'm going to go, before I charge your card, I'm going to go over the verification as well. That's going to go over all the numbers. But today will be only 348.
And the next charge is going to be 249 in 30 days, every 30 days.
On the 28th of every month, that's when the next charge is going to be. Mm-hmm. And the verification,
And for calculation, I just have to do 30 days before?
Yeah, so let me just do the verification right now since we're already talking about it. It's on a recorded line, so if you have any questions or concerns, just feel free to stop me so I can clear it up for you. So basically the first thing I'm going to ask is if you can state the name of your business.
Zach Heating and Cooling, LLC.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. State your name and title within the business.
Leo Londono, owner.
And you are authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. So I'm going to ask you shortly a security question, which we'll have it on your account. But regardless, we'll go over that right now shortly. But do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 28th of September in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th in the amount of $249. It's going to be a reoccurring payment. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which I'll send you the number right now as well. We only ask that if you want to prevent any charges, please call us 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but in the cancellation, I just need to do it 30 days before?
No, 3 days. 3 days. Okay. 3 days before your billing because, you know, it processes through the bank. So we need at least 3 days to let, you know, let them know that it's not, or the card, that it's not going to be charged. So just
that
three.
I mean, every time I pay in front, the month in front.
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
Now I am ready for the card info whenever you are.
4259-0710-0981-7165.
And the expiration?
0324.
And the security code?
067.
067. Okay. Now, the security question that I was telling you a little bit earlier, we're going to ask you every time we call you. That's so you know it's us calling you. So you have three options. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City where I born.
Okay. And what's the city?
Quito. Quito.
All right. Perfect. Right. Okay, so you're going to be receiving emails and text messages shortly, and we'll go over the terms and conditions as well, which is going to be exactly what we went over. So, okay, give me a second. Let me get my manager here on this one. Okay, my manager right now, she's processing everything for me so we can send out the terms and conditions for you. So just give me a few minutes while we get that done. I'm going to send out right now to you also that the Google invite for tomorrow. So let me do that right now. It's going to be between 1 to 2. All right. Okay, so let's send this one out, 623-628-4638. And this is a cell phone, too, that we're speaking on, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you over a few text messages right now also that's going to have our contact info. It's going to have our office line, so you just want to make sure that you save the office line so you know it's us giving you a call.
That's your company name, Splash?
Local Splash, yes. So, I'm going to send you over right now the Google invite. Okay. So I just sent you over that Google invite. You should be receiving the email notification for that. And then I'm going to send you out. So I'm texting you over. It's going to be our office line, and then it has my direct extension. So you can always reach me there if you have any questions. My computer is moving slowly. Okay. I just sent you over the text. Let me know when you receive it. Yeah, our system's acting a little bit slow. That's why it's taking a little bit. So we can stay on the line if you'd like while we process everything. Hold on. Okay, so it's setting it up. I'm applying the discount for you also because we did put it at a discount for you.
Say that again?
I'm applying the discount for you. Yeah, because the package is normally $299, so I put it at a discount for you. So I'm putting the discount in. All right. So it looks like it is ready to go. You should be receiving the emails and text messages. All right, so let me know when you start receiving those emails and texts. I'm going to make sure to send out the terms and conditions, which is the ones that we just went over, and I'll go over that with you quickly. Okay, so the only thing I need you to do is going to be open up the terms and conditions. It's the link that I'm going to send you right now. You should be receiving it within a few seconds to a minute at the most, I would say. Did you get it already?
I got it. Yeah, hi Leo, this is Laura. Let's call your business at the app Google today. Contact me at
Leo. I sent you another one as well, which is just a link. It says like https and -mylocalsplash.com/term. It might be taking a little bit to get there.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So when you open that up, that's going to be exactly what we went over, which is going to be your terms and conditions, which states we're going to do that Google Business Profile for you. We're going to do the directory submissions. We're going to do that custom website for you as well. We're going to do the Facebook page access with your Facebook ads. And if you scroll down a little bit more, it breaks down the payment that you're actually, you know, what the cost is, what you're being charged for it. Also what you're going to be charged for it, which is the $249 moving after. It also lets you know you can always pause your service if you want to. If you get really busy, you can do that. The cancellation terms are in there as well that you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is just click on that I certify box, type in your name the way that it looks with the capital letters, and just confirm the signature.
Done.
Perfect. So let me make sure it's I did it take you into a place to put your username and password or no?
No.
Okay.
Fine. Leo Londono.
Did you put capital letters on your first and last name?
No.
Okay, if you can do that for me, because it won't go through unless it looks the same exact way. It's a little particular. I'm sorry.
Okay, full capital letters.
Okay. And did you click on the confirm signature?
Okay, 1 second. I know what it is.
Okay. It happened to sometimes where there's like accents above certain letters and the phone automatically puts the accent. That's another problem I have run into with some of my clients.
Okay, now say username and password.
Perfect. So that is going to be your dashboard. So we're going to be getting together that username and password. You're going to be receiving that automatically within 5 to 7 days. You're either going to get it, you'll get it text and email to you. But I have you down for tomorrow between 1 to 2 is going to be your onboarding call. As long as I'm available, I'm going to be the one that calls you, introduces you to the onboarding team. If I am busy, they're going to call you regardless. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. You'll be sure you help me with all the advertising, please.
Yes, it's going to be a great time. You're going to absolutely see what we can do for you. And thank you so much, Leo. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You have a nice day, too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.